You're listening to 98.1 Radio Free Santa Fe, and one of my favorite indie musicians has come down from Boulder, Colorado, and the Denver area to visit us here in Santa Fe. Stuart Davis, this is your second visit to the radio station.
It is. It's really nice to be back, too. Thank you for having me in.
It's my pleasure. It's actually been a long time since you were mentioning it was another building. This is our third building in town.
And I don't know how long it's been, but it's definitely been years. And I knew that for sure. Because last night, actually, at the show in Albuquerque, people were requesting songs that you were playing last time I was in town. Which and I had to like go over and try to relearn my own songs on break. So that's how long it's been. I relearned my own songs last night.
Oh, wow. So I guess you're focusing on the new release. These days, right?
Yes, pretty much. I'm touring to promote the new album, Music for Mortals. And, you know, there's also a lot of records at this point. So I sort of try to focus in on the ones that either have lasted and endured for me performance-wise, or definitely the new stuff. And I'm really excited about the new record, so that part's easy, yeah.
And you're not the only one. Music for Mortals is the album. We started playing it back in, I want to say maybe April or May now, by now. Is that around the time it came out?
That is around the time, and you were the first, and I have to thank you because it has really helped, and I just wanted to come in person and say how much I appreciate all the support.
Well, it's our pleasure. I know that in August, we saw each other again up in Boulder at the what is called the AAA Radio Convention. And I was told yesterday by one of your promoters that you wound up making quite a few friends at that convention, that you got like 15 different invitations to come to different cities and play at the station, and, you know, and they arranging gigs for you and everything. So
it's been really fun. We're doing an 80-show tour that's going from April until December 16th. 80 cities, I should say. And so I'm pretty much going everywhere in North America where there's someone playing the record. And it's just been growing and growing. And it's very fun because I haven't toured in like 3 years, and I didn't put a record out for about 3 years. And so, which for me was very unusual. I always put one out every year for the first decade or so of my career. And so it was a little pause, and I'm really excited actually to be touring again and to be performing in front of people. And so the convention was very fun. I mean, that was just easy. There's a lot of really interesting, fun characters at that place, and we were just hanging out and having a blast.
Yeah. Now, of course, they bring in like easily 50 to 60 different artists. Did you see anybody there that kind of floated your boat, so
you know, to speak? That's a really interesting question. One of the things that I really remembered and cherished was the band I Am Van Ghost, when that co-lead singer whipped out the trumpet and did the trumpet solo during. Mm-hmm. So that was like, it was so out of place because this like a rock pop band, and they're just grooving through this really driving, grooving song, and then all of a sudden the co-lead singer whipped out a trumpet, and yeah. It seemed very anachronistic, but it really hit me. There was that. I loved the guy with the acoustic guitar who co-writes with Jewel. I
forgot his name. Steve Poltz.
Yeah, Steve Poltz had me falling out of my chair laughing, and also just a great performance. So yeah, I saw a lot of great music, a lot of totally interesting characters. It's fun to be with people face-to-face that you only know through the airwaves for a long time.
Yeah,
it was a blast.
Yeah, we had a great time, too. In fact, that trumpet player you were talking about, I remember turning to someone next to me going, boy, if they ever cast the Mama Cass story, she would be like the
Isn't
perfect person.
Yeah, she really would
be Mama Cass. She was belting out the songs vocal-wise. And
yes.
I don't think Mama ever played the trumpet, though. But
I don't think so either, but she would be perfect for that. And there was a lot of great acts. I have to say, I'd never been to that. Anything like that before ever in my career, and I'm going to go back. It was really fun to discover that new
stuff.
Well,
it's right up the road for you out of Denver, right?
That's true. They do it there every year, I guess. It's in my backyard.
Yep. You could do it. Well, enough about them. Let's talk about you. Well, let's not even talk about you anymore. Let's just hear a song. How about
let's do a song. Yeah, I'm going to do Beautiful Place.
You find it, you try to escape. colorful clouds begging to bloom into a picture of you, but it isn't your face.
Live on 98.1 Radio Free Santa Fe, Stuart Davis, tune from his album Music for Mortals, and you can catch him tonight at the Cowgirl. So you did a show last night in Albuquerque.
Yes.
Where was that at?
That was at Marble Brewery.
Okay. And
then outdoors, lightning everywhere, which felt like sort of a paparazzi in the sky feeling, but the raindrops were light and everybody seemed to be really comfortable with the lightning, so... I brought it up a few times, and they were just like, oh, it's normal. Just relax.
As long as you're not plugged in, right?
Exactly. I was like, I'm playing a wooden instrument. This should be fine. The stage is wooden.
We've got Stuart Davis in studio with us. Now, I'm looking at the guitar you're playing, and there's a huge crack in it all the way. Is that cosmetic or...
That's how the light gets in, as Leonard Cohen would say.
I'm kind of wondering about that because I can imagine you just being so in love with your guitar, you couldn't bear to part with it for a couple of weeks for them to repair it.
That's very observant of you, actually. And the funny story is that I bought this guitar in part because it was cracked.
Oh, really? You bought it that way.
This is a Larrivé, which they're made in Canada. It's my favorite guitar. I've been playing them for like 10 years. They don't send them to me for free. I buy them. So that's not like a sponsorship thing. I just love these guitars. And so... I've gone through like four of them in the last decade, and I would buy them new, and I typically use extra heavy strings, which pulls the body apart, and long story short, the bridge has ripped off the last three Larrivé guitars that I have, so they kind of crumble, and then being on the road with them, the other thing is they're very expensive, so you get on tour, and then you start freaking out every time an airline puts your guitar down the conveyor belt. So this time I was like, you know what I should do? And I bought a used one that already had a crack in it, so I could start touring with it feeling relaxed. Like, you know what? It's already broken, so...
So you can't fret over it.
You can't fret over... I mean, pun intended. But, so it's a cosmetic crack, but it's a serious one, so I don't have to worry about the one that wrecked it. It's already wrecked.
Okay, so if you see him playing tonight at the Cowgirl, don't think that, like, he got struck by lightning last night. And,
That's a better story, actually.
Yeah, feel free to steal that story. What time you go on tonight at the Cowgirl?
I think it's 5. And you PM, think, and, I think it's a happy hour show.
Okay, and I wonder if it's inside or outside on the patio.
I'm going to guess outside.
Yeah, we're both checking the lights right now. Yeah, it looks like you could be rained right back inside, so we'll see. But I definitely urge you to go out and see Stuart Davis tonight. This guy is the real deal, and he will be in concert starting at 5 o'clock over at the Cowgirl. What a great way to start this last summer weekend. At least we're assuming it's the last summer weekend. It just seems like it to me.
Although summer's about a month longer now, though, with all the ice melting and whatnot. But still,
yeah,
on the calendar, this is the last summer show.
Well, not really. I mean, officially, fall starts like later in the month, but you can already feel a little more of a chill in the air now. Yeah. Well, I'm sorry you missed a Zobra last night. You would have got a kick out of that, seeing a Zobra burn.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What did I miss? It's
a big 5-story tall wooden puppet that they set fire to, and everybody puts their glooms in for the year. So people put their divorce papers in and pictures of their exes. And
Had I known, I would have driven up for that. I can't miss that kind of thing.
Yeah,
we put that in the TV show. That's exactly the kind of thing we'd want to shoot, actually, for this TV series that I do. We're going into the third season of it, and that would make a wonderful spectacle.
Yeah. Now, where do you see this TV show? Is it only on like Denver cable, or
it's national network? It's they just switched their name from HDNet to Access TV, but it's Mark Cuban's network, and it's been HDNet for I think about the last 10 years, and they just sort of re-imaged themselves, so now it's called Access TV. But it's on all over North America in the U.S. and Canada.
Yeah, I've got it on my Dish network. What's the name of the show?
The name of the show is Sex, God, Rock and Roll.
Sex, God, Rock and Roll.
Yeah, and it's kind of a musical rock and roll version of like The Daily Show or The Colbert Report. And so we do, and it's a little bit of SNL. So there's live music and there's sketches and a newscast. And, it's kind of a blend of rock and roll comedy.
Wow, and what is your role in this? Is this something?
I write, direct, host, do the music and stuff. I mean, it's one of those cable shows.
So it's your show.
Well, it's my show, but it was like also out of necessity because we don't have a huge staff. And like, it's national, but it's still a cable network. So like everyone has to wear a lot of hats.
Gotcha. Yeah. Well, it sounds like you've got quite a few hats there. But a good showcase for your music too.
Yeah, I mean, it's a funny thing because one of the reasons that I created a TV show was to have a consistent TV venue to showcase the music. So we do get to do a song in every episode of the show, which has been a fun way to put the new material in and give it a good debut, et cetera.
Yeah. And plus, it's probably a very cheaply reasonable way to make your own rock videos that can go out later.
It really is. Yeah. I mean, we got the band together. I shoot on a soundstage in LA that's Henson Studios, which is this kind of iconic rock and roll studio. It used to be A&M Records. We did the album there. So we shoot the TV show in this big soundstage they have there, and we just bring the band in for a day, and we have like this massive costume wardrobe change, and we do 6 songs in one day. It's really mayhem.
Now, when you go out on tour, I know today you're probably on your own over at the Cowgirl, but when you do this 80-city tour, bringing a band with you, or is it going to be solo?
It's about half and half. So I bring a band, we'll do 3 or 4 dates with the band, and then I'll do like probably 4, 5, 6 shows solo. Hmm. And you kind of just balance it. It just depends on the town and my draw and, some boring practical things like, it costs a lot of money to fly the band everywhere. So we get kind of strategic about it and kind of split it half and half.
You know, you sound like a very smart touring musician. I got to tell you. I mean, it sounds like you really think stuff out and are doing great in your career because of it.
Well, I don't know if I can thank you, first of all, for the compliment. I don't know if I can say it's because I'm smart. I think that it's really just paying close attention to what's necessary. Yeah. I mean, I want to keep doing this forever. I've been really lucky to be able to do it for this long. And so that's the formula that works for us. So we just go with it.
All righty. Well, we're talking with Stuart Davis in Studio 2, and the album is called Music for Mortals. You'll be able to pick it up tonight at the Cowgirl. You'll be able to see him at the Cowgirl starting at 5 o'clock, and you're about to hear a final tune before we let you go. Get ready for that show.
Very good. This is called They're Already Here. It's also off the new album, and I just want to say thanks very, very much for the support, and thanks for having me in. I can't tell if I'm homesick or just sick of my home. Guess I'm one of the billions stranded alone. But my heart is a beacon pointed into the black. As soon as I shine it, they're shining it back.
I've been listening to spaces. They've been listening to me. I've been visiting places I can't even see. I wanna live in the silence and play in the storm and bless every face in number and form. So give me a hand and keep me aware. I know there's a world that's hidden somewhere. One day we'll notice they're already.
Lovely song from a lovely gentleman, Stuart Davis. Catch him tonight, Cowgirl, starting at 5 o'clock. Stuart, a pleasure to see you again, and we'll look forward to your next visit.
Thank you very much.
All righty.